I completed some work experience for Spotify in the last couple of weeks, and to be honest, I was so nervous about it, and I really didn't know what to expect at all, but it was a lot different from how I thought it would go. But I honestly really liked it. But I heard about it through the Arthur Terry Careers Twitter account. I was actually looking at it with my mum because I'm quite a musically centered person. I really love my music, and we came across this Spotify one. There was two, if I remember right, and I applied for them both. Didn't really know what to expect from either of them. Luckily for this one, I managed to like nail my application for that, and you know, that was successful, obviously. But the other one wasn't, and a couple of other ones that I applied for weren't successful, which was kind of upsetting. But me personally, I've never actually done work experience before, so the fact that I managed to get into one was really great for me, and I was really pleased about it. The application itself took around 20 minutes, half an hour. It really wasn't too bad at all. It asked some pretty interesting questions actually, like you know, what artists you like, what is your favorite musical release of this year, the sort of things that I kind of expected them to ask being Spotify. But one of the questions that I thought was actually quite interesting was they asked if there was an advertisement that was connected to music or a musical artist that you've seen this year that's stuck with you or that you just really liked. I thought that was quite an interesting one to ask. But those were the general consensus of things. You know, they asked musical interests, you know, things like that. But during the work experience itself, I personally had to be quite confident and resilient because I struggle with major anxiety. So I had no idea what to expect. I threw myself in the deep end with it, and I was beyond nervous. I sat there on the first day waiting to watch. It was just a live stream that they were doing to ease us into the week, but I was so nervous. And I was sat there for about an hour beforehand, just nervously waiting because I did not know what to expect from it. So I had to be really confident and resilient to like keep on doing that. But that's more personal to me. I think it can apply to a lot of people, to be fair, especially with, you know, just throwing yourself into it without being 100% sure what you're going to do. I found that to be probably the most challenging aspect of it for me because, like I said, I really struggle with nerves and things like that. But I mean, it wasn't too laid back. It wasn't, you know, full on, as in it wasn't like a working environment. Being online and things like that, everybody was so lovely. All of the team were really, really nice. And as we were put into like individual groups or classes, all of the students in there were so lovely. So I really loved that. I really enjoyed working with everybody, which was the complete opposite to what I thought I would feel. Being a very introverted person, I don't always enjoy working with people that I don't know, but I really loved it, and I think for me it was a massive help. So I did find it quite challenging in that respect. But it was quite helpful to me, the fact that it was in a routine. I was getting up around school time a little bit later, which was quite nice to be in that routine. So that was quite helpful, actually. But from the whole experience, I've probably taken away the fact that self-doubt is almost always irrelevant or unnecessary, I suppose, because I really, really doubted myself, and I doubted how well I would do in it, how well I would cope with it, those sort of things. But I really surprised myself, and the whole experience actually surprised me with how straightforward it was. It was kind of like, how in school, if you have a piece of work set and you're so stressed about it, but if you just lay it out in front of you, it's fine. It was that sort of thing, but in a completely different way, especially being online as well. It was really different, and I really, really liked it. I personally, after completing it, didn't find a career path that I felt suited me, but they did talk about career paths that you could stem from the whole work experience itself, which I thought was really great, because they didn't just leave you with a bunch of loose ends. They told you the sorts of things that you could do, like PA work and things like that, advertisements. That's what the whole experience was about. It was about advertising, which, like I say, was a lot different to what I thought it would be, but it surprised me in how much I actually enjoyed it. So yeah, I would give the advice to anybody who's looking into work experience. I'd give them the advice of saying just go for it, because I frankly wasn't too excited when I first got the confirmation. I was really happy that I'd managed to get in, but the nerves started to kick in. Like I said, this is something that's just personal to me. But I really overanalyzed it and overthought it. But I would say just go for it, just apply for it. And you might end up making some really nice friends like I did, and overall have a good experience. And also it's something to put on your personal statements or a CV. So yeah.